Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining me now with The Morning Take, brought to you by Flint Hills Resources and the Family Festival. Visit ordway.org/festival for more information, is none other than Blois Olson. Blois, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Tim?
Are you up stretching for a round of golf today, or are you, what are you up to?
There will be stretching and there will be golf, but it's later in the day.
Okay, just wanted to.
So I have a pretty full work day today before I golf.
Well, and sometimes
and it'll probably be a 5 day in a row stretch.
Some days you can do work on the golf course.
Yeah, so. No, you can. I call that work golf, and my kids roll their eyes. Just for the record.
Yes. Well, that's why we all have kids, so we have someone to roll their eyes at us.
And, exactly.
They keep us honest. So let's talk about the chances of a special session. I'll give you my take before I get the morning take. I wonder if this whole gun control issue is now going to creep into the backs of the minds of Republicans who go, we don't want to go into a special session because we fear now Democrats are going to turn this into, try to turn it into a gun control special session. Could you see that type of scenario?
Yes, I could. I actually had a similar thought, only I thought maybe the governor would say, we're going to have a special session and I'm adding gun control to the list of things we're going to talk about, because he sees that as a huge issue that he can contrast himself with his likely opponent, Scott Jensen, on. As you know, and you were there as Scott Jensen kind of confessed and apologized to the Republican convention for previously supporting background checks and red flag laws. And so I see this as one of those finer points of the debate of the year. I think it will come up. I think Republicans know that it's not a good issue in the suburbs. The money has been spent here in legislative races in the past on this issue in the form of millions of dollars. So I think I totally agree, but I think that makes the odds of a special session even less. And one of the things I take away from that is the governor is now on his second day of talking about the Free the Growler bill. Yesterday he did it in the Twin Cities. Today he's going to Rochester. And if that's what you have to talk about after a session with a $9 or $10 billion surplus, you're looking for other stuff to talk about for sure, including the tax rebate check that didn't make it through.
So, and let's take the gun issue out of the equation just for now. Prior to that happening, even prior to that, what do you think the chances were of coming back for a special session? Do Republicans have anything really to gain by coming back?
I don't know that they do. And I think that within the caucus, the Senate Republican caucus specifically, getting people to come back would be really hard. And I think Jeremy Miller knows that. And that's what listeners don't often know about or hear about is, you know, the majority leader only represents the caucus. And the caucus in the Republican case didn't have an appetite for an education bill. They didn't have an appetite to negotiate on public safety. And by the way, Democrats didn't have an appetite to negotiate on health and human services and some other issues. So I just don't see unless, and I think, by the way, I think it'd have to come together quick, and I don't see any signs it's coming together this week.
No, and also on the tax bill, you probably noticed this after the giddiness of that Saturday when they were with great fanfare announcing that they had agreement on a tax bill. You heard a little disgruntlement from people like Minority Leader Kurt Dowd, who said it's not really $4 billion in tax relief. It's like $2.4 billion in tax relief and $1.6 billion in tax credits that Democrats wanted that he views as spending and not tax relief. And there's some truth to that. But so not even all Republicans thought they were getting as much in tax relief as they should with a $9.25 billion surplus.
Exactly. So that's, and those are the internal workings of the caucus, Tom, that you and I follow closely, but the listeners and your viewers don't always hear about. But that's where this thing breaks down. It doesn't break down amongst the leaders. It breaks down amongst the members of the legislature towards their own leaders.
And Blois, what do you got coming up on Sunday morning?
Well, we're still working on that. As you know, when you do a Sunday morning show, you start working on it on Thursday, and today's Thursday. So I'll start working on it today. I think we'll do some reflections on this past week, and we'll definitely talk about the gun issue in Minnesota for sure.
I know how that works. I just booked a guest for At Issue for this weekend. But you have to wait till see what the news cycle brings. You can't book it too early because things
exactly.
change a lot, don't they?
They do, for sure.
As we found out in Texas. Blois Olson, The Morning Take. Thanks for joining us, Blois.
Enjoy your well-deserved days off, Tom.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.